We didn't see the skate, so was one of the
you didn't miss anything. No, no changes. Brian Little's in. Correct.
And his last few outings, he's been fairly impressive. Looks yeah.
Oh, that was a statement.
Yeah, well, that was a question.
Yeah, we agree.
See the question mark.
Yeah, he's been, you know what, he. I felt it started, his game came together right at the end of training camp. I don't even know if it was a rough night in New York, but when you put up whatever it was, 47 shots, the other guy makes a bunch of big saves and you lose, your goaltender always gets looked at, and then after that, he's been really good.
You said some complimentary things about Jack Roslund yesterday.
And, yep.
As a teammate, he appreciated what the TLC line did for this club last
year.
And but can you talk about how a young player has to develop? He comes in with expectations of what he can do and what he's always done, and how he has to change those expectations.
So that is true of every single young player, not specific to Jack at all. But there's the big one is the awareness of what's going on, how important both sides of the puck are, that you have to play hard defensively in this league or you just get beat. There's a real challenge between playing center and playing the wing. It's a completely different mindset. I still have lots of faith in Jack as a center iceman, but just right now he's better on the wing. It's easier to process. And then he can do some things you're starting to see with his intensity. He's a very good skater. He's very dynamic in terms of his cutbacks. He's a very fit man. So he has the ability to drive his pace. So he's not going into that hole where Brandon Tanev, with an idea, we're going to turn you into Brandon Tanev. The line is going to look different. But what we are saying to Jack is the intensity that you played with in the last two or three games makes you ineffective there. It changes possibly what that line can accomplish, but not necessarily what its primary object is. Go out, take everything you can away from the other team's best lines. He's going to learn the game defensively playing there. But you know from chances for and against, and go back to when that line was Kopp, Lowry, and Armia, right? They would be on the right side of the ledger every night. And at times, they would generate the most chances for our team. What there wasn't at that time, Joel's a really young player. And Brandon, when he came in, was an older player, but a rookie in the NHL. We haven't ever really had a guy there that we think can finish, that can make some plays. Andrew Kopp's also developed that game. So there's some offense there as well. So they still have a primary role here, but we think that line will look different, and we're comfortable with that. We're not trying to turn Jack into a shutdown guy.
How did you view Andrew's time at center?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about it? I mean,
well, he played one game for us when he came in as a rookie, and we thought, he really in his first year, what surprised us is we rarely showed him video. You're always pulling the kids in. And making adjustments to their games. Very, very bright defensive player. Just don't know what upside is offensively. He's gotten faster. He's trained himself hard, right? He's a fit man now, so he's quite a bit faster than he was when he first came in. And he's got some hands. He sees some plays that he can make. That's part of the reason why we think Jack fits there. There's more. That line can do more. But he still doesn't make any mistakes, and he doesn't cheat the game. He's defensively on it all the time.
And then Carl Dahlstrom, he doesn't have a camp here. He comes in on the eve of the regular season. How has he kind of integrated himself? What has he shown that's made him, he's playing.
He's playing minutes. He's going to get a great opportunity here to kind of build his game. If you talk to him about the game of hockey, he can do it in detail. So when you talk about, when you sit down and say, all right, what'd you run in Chicago? He's going to give you a really detailed report on what they do, and it's going to be accurate to all our pre-scouts. We know he knows what he's talking about. He's a unique style, and for a big man, he's not a real heavy hitter, but he's learned how to use that size to close gap. Where we think we've seen the biggest improvement from the first time, and in fairness to him, we flew him from Europe, told him 5 minutes before the puck drop he was going to play, and then we made him play his offside. So he had... That first game might have been tough, but he's moving the puck quite a bit better than he has when he first got here, so we like what he's done.
You'd suffer a couple questions from an outsider.
Sure.
we look at your team,
some of the names that aren't here are big names and everyone knows how good they are. Other guys like Brandon Tanev were really big identity guys for you that I know you counted right. on and probably saved you a lot of work in terms of coaching and
right.
teaching and all that. What's it like running this team for you now that are you doing some things now you didn't have think you'd be doing at this stage?
Not so much that we didn't think that we would be doing, but we've kind of are on a new tract of idea of young players. We're awfully young right now. I think we're at 25-5 today. I don't know if that leaves anybody younger in the league. That the young kids come up didn't, so they get way more coaching. They get way more skill development, and they're far more advanced in some ways systems-wise. But I don't think they got all the other stuff that you learned when you're playing Adam and you don't lay on the ice and you how to be a pro. I don't know that that stuff, it used to get handed down by the guy that was sitting beside you in the locker room, right? That was the handoff. This is the way we do things. This is how to be a good pro. When you get a real young team, there's not as much, team intellectual capital. There's not as much there to pass on. These guys haven't been here long enough to know what to pass on. So we've probably spent a little bit more time talking about that with young players. We're doing an awful lot of video, right, with the younger guys right now. But we've been in that rhythm for 4 years. We've been getting younger just about every year for 4 years. It's fun. Like, you're some age, you're going, okay, we just showed that to you this morning, and there you've done it again. But we're aware that it's kind of like my wife and I. If she tells me something once, she has absolutely no expectation that I'll remember it or do it. And we both understand that. The strength of that is if you tell me something once and I don't do it, that's your fault, not mine. Right? You got to get to 5 before I can feel responsibility. So it's kind of like that.
Okay, but you had a dressing room here with veteran guys that you probably didn't have to tell twice. Or tell it all.
Well, right. But it was never, we had a few veteran guys. We lost a bunch of them, but we were never an overly veteran team. And we're still sitting 3 or 4 or 5 in terms of the age group. But where's the benefit is now we've got a bunch of young guys that have been in the league for a little while and they've played minutes, right? They didn't sit on the fourth line here. So we feel we're not far off from getting a young team to be an experienced team. We got a little bit of a youth movement going on in the back end in terms of experience. So it's all the same thing. We used to have a really young forward group and a veteran depth. We're moving into a more veteran forward group with a real young back end. So we're just working them together.
Last one for me. I've heard you talk about trying to find an identity here.
Okay, so what happened there was that story took off while I wasn't in the room. And I came in one day and the identity story became a story. So I was late to that party. But I think that is completely natural and right for the age of our group. We're still, and I'm standing here as the head coach, saying I'm still trying to figure out some of these young players, where Ville fits in all of this.
So my question is, do you know what the identity is and you're trying to get there?
Really have a good idea of what I want it to be. I really have of the style of game that we want to play. Yeah, that part we've got. Getting them to that style of game is what we're working on.
Coach McDavid and Drysdale have been kind of running rampant here early in the season. What's the approach tonight? Is it contain, eliminate, forget about
skate
it?
Skate really, really fast. Skate as fast as you can. So we all have plans. They're good plans, right? And they're great because your plans don't work against them. So we understand against a team that would have a Crosby on it or a McDavid on it, they're going to get theirs. And then we know this because it's happened every game since they came in the league. The question is, how much will you feed them? So our job is to make sure we don't help them with that, that we aren't getting into a game that they can excel at. What's different about the Edmonton Oilers now is there's structure in their game for them to survive the moments in the game where the other team is not making a lot of mistakes. Another team is not throwing pucks into the middle or getting the third guy caught in the offensive zone. So they can survive. There's some patience that come into their game. So it's more critical now, this year, with our back end, with the development of the Edmonton Oilers, that we don't feed them.